This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq this morning launched Scud missiles at Kuwait in retaliation for the American strike on Baghdad a few hours earlier that marked the beginning of the U.S. war aimed at toppling Saddam Hussein. Reports about the missile attack in Kuwait are still sketchy, but it appears Iraqi forces fired one of two volleys of short and possibly medium-ranged Scud missiles. U.S. forces launched cruise missiles and laser-guided bombs at targets in Baghdad in an apparent effort to take out the Iraqi leadership. Before the attack, President Bush spoke to the nation.
Our nation enters this conflict reluctantly, yet our purpose is sure. The people of the United States and our friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder. We will meet that threat now with our Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines, so that we do not have to meet it later with armies of firefighters and police and doctors on the streets of our cities.
A short time later, a defiant Saddam Hussein appeared on Iraqi television. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Kuwait City. Mike, what do you know about these Iraqi missile strikes?
Well, there's been a number of missile strikes on Kuwait throughout the morning here. The problem is that the details about this are sketchy and some of them are contradictory. The first missile strikes seem to have been very short-range missiles that came across the border into northern Iraq about mid-morning. They seem to have been two, and they landed not far from American and British locations where a lot of soldiers are, and they exploded, and they caused the soldiers to put on gas masks and chemical weapon gear, anti-chemical weapon gear. Then about an hour to 2 hours later, there were emergency air raid sirens in Kuwait City. There were some distant explosions that were heard, and then we got word that from both Kuwaiti military and American military sources that these might have been longer-range Scud missiles. These Scuds are banned under UN Security Council resolutions and have a range of up to 400 miles, so they could have come from far deeper in Iraq. No injuries have been reported. There were reports that Patriot anti-missile batteries shot down perhaps one, perhaps two of the Scuds, but still no verification about that. And then into the afternoon, there was a second air raid siren in Kuwait City, which might have suggested that another Scud attack had happened, but that hasn't been confirmed.
So some may have landed, or some landed, some may have been intercepted.
Some landed in northern Kuwait near American troops. Some may have been intercepted, in which case there may be some debris near Kuwait City. I've heard one report about some debris coming down in a suburb of Kuwait City.
The U.S. attack on Baghdad was not the opening that some had expected.
No, it wasn't, but it was significant nevertheless. The United States used, I'm told, about 40 cruise missiles launched from two destroyers, two cruisers, and two submarines that are deployed in both the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. They seem to have been launched at hard targets somewhere to the south of Baghdad. And then there were two bombing runs by F-117A stealth fighters that carried each two 2,000-pound satellite-guided bombs, and they may have been used on more mobile targets. I heard one report that they were after perhaps senior Iraqi leaders, perhaps Saddam Hussein, moving around in cars in the same area.
And the ground offensive, any clue as to when that might begin?
No, Bob, none whatsoever. So far, all the troops are arrayed along the border, the British and the Americans. There are about 150,000 of them, maybe more, with tanks and attack helicopters and a lot more. But so far, no indications today that they've been given any orders to start moving across the border.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kuwait City.